The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, State of Jefferson. I hope everybody's out there having a wonderful Mother's Day. And if you haven't called your mother and told her Happy Mother's Day, you need to do so. Go get her some flowers. Go get her something. Get her a card. Thank that woman for keeping you alive and not smothering you in your sleep. So, anyways, you're going to have a little bit of the Bear Unplugged this morning. Kayla is at home enjoying the fruits of Mother's Day. Hopefully she's having a good one. So you are stuck with me and only me today, and I got to warn you, I'm in a little bit of a mood with some of the things that are going on, so buckle up and enjoy, because there's a couple things that I want to talk about, and one of those things mainly is remembering why we are, how we are, and who we are, and how we as Americans have been beat down and disenfranchised and desensitized and convinced that we are no longer the greatest people on the planet, that we are actually the problem, that we are not the greatest country, we are not the freest country, and that somehow we are endemically sick at the middle of our country and who we are as citizens, and that our credo and our belief in freedom and liberty is somehow sick and tainted. And it's time to throw that brainwashing off, because it's nonsense, it's not true, it's... It does. You have to get rid of that. And I don't care what it is. Go get yourself a copy of Red Badge of Courage and read it. Break out an old copy of Red Dawn and watch it. The first one, the second one stinks. Listen to Kate Smith singing God Bless America. I don't know what it is for you, but you need to go find it and reach deep down and reawaken your American soul and remember what it is to stand up, to be American, to be exceptional, and to be special. So I was going to play a little clip from former President Reagan here and hopefully get you in the mood, no matter what you thought of the man. I happen to think he was a great president, but the man could give a speech. And if that doesn't get you up and standing this morning, I'm not sure what will. So we're going to go ahead and play that clip now.
Okay, not sure where the sound is at the moment. Stand by.
There we go.
Oh, here it comes. Okay.
Now, let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this. But every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face. That their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material contributions. When great forces around the moon and the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
And that is where we are at, ladies and gentlemen. There is no longer a choice for peace. There is surrender or there is war at this point. And war doesn't always mean a physical battlefield with guns going off and things like that. There's many battlefields, and we are in a war. We are in a fight for our country, and we need to draw that line, and we need to establish where the enemy will not cross, and where our Constitution and where our belief and rule of law will exist and will not be infringed upon. I don't know where that line is for you. For a lot of us, that line's already been crossed. But for you, you need to draw that line. You need to sit and you need to think and say, when they do this, when the government goes this far, this is when I will fight. This is when I will go down, and this is when I will do what needs to be done to make sure that my country remains free, that there is a country worth having for myself, my children, and my children's children. So decide for yourself this morning where that line is, and if you will fight or you will sit and quietly go into the night. Because that's what the state of Jefferson is about. It is about people that are willing to stand up, that have drawn that line and said, you will no longer infringe upon us. You will no longer cause us harm. We will no longer quietly sit by. We will no longer be rubbed out. We will have our representation. We demand what is given to us by our forefathers in the Constitution of the United States. We demand our Republican form of government. We demand the representation that we are owed. And do not get confused that we are asking permission to have these things from the government like they're our parents handing us toys. These are our rights that are granted by an authority far greater than them. And we are demanding them back. And we will take them. And that is what needs to be understood. So if you guys have any comments or thoughts on that today, that's kind of going to be my theme, is how we're being hit, and it's time to stand up, and it's time to what needs to be done. And the state of Jefferson is the front line of that. So with that, we're going to go ahead and sneak off to our first break here a little bit early.
You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind on AM 1460 KCNR.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show, Ladies Night Out, is coming.
Are you ready for this?
Friday, May 15th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Tickets are just $10.
$10! The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live, in person, for one night only.
These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy.
Friday, May 15th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world famous men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality
and leave you breathless.
Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world.
Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today.
For details, log on to windriver.com.
Must be 21 to attend.
It's better on the river.
It's the 2015 Wrangler PRCA Pro Rodeo Champions Challenge presented by Justin Boots. Come join us for the 67th annual Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. The showdown starts with the Wrangler PRCA Million Dollar Silver Tour, followed by the Champions Challenge. You're not going to want to miss this year's specialty act, Cowboy Kenny's Steel Rodeo, a 7-time world champion motocross rider. So dust off those boots, pull on that hat, and grab your Reading Rodeo tickets at the Reading Rodeo box office or at readingrodeo.com.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM.
So,
ladies,
Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing
is
a little.
In a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Well, what do you think? I think President Kennedy was trying to get through something there, that America is under a considered, constant, willing attack from the inside. And I think if you look around at the things that are going on and the freedoms that we're losing every day and the regulations and the laws that are being enforced upon us, that attack has become continued and sustained and very successful. Mainly because we, the American people, have failed to stand up and put a stop to it. And the time has come. The time has come for 51. The time has come to restore our representation. Because if you look at the things that we're being hit with, you look at water. The water bond has always been a big one with us. And now with the new water regulations and the new water restrictions, Sacramento has realized that if they cut everybody back on water usage so much that there's not going to be enough revenue from water sales to sustain the water bonds. So the $7.2 billion that we just floated in the water bond on the ballot, we're going to default on the crediting for that. They actually, Moody's just downgraded California's bond credit rating because we floated this bond. We're not going to actually build any reservoirs with this bond money to increase the water supply, which means we have to reduce the amount of water that's being used. And when we reduce the amount of water that's being used, people paying for water is going to lessen, and there's going to be less money to pay for the water bond that we just floated. Things like this are being done. The state of California Senate just passed a bill that makes it illegal for a grand jury of the people to investigate police shootings. Think about that for a minute. Okay, the grand jury has the right and has traditionally had the right to investigate, subpoena records from, look into any police agency, any political official, any agency, anything that they have ever wanted, because that was one of the true means of citizen oversight. And it also declares in the Constitution that no person shall be held to a capital crime or a capital offense without a declaration of a grand jury, and the state of California Senate just voted to remove that in a specific instance. They've removed it where the grand jury can no longer investigate police shooting. But how long is it before nobody's paying attention and they quietly expand that and they do away with one of the last few tools that we still have? Because that's how they work, is they blunt the tool, they bend the tool, but we still have it in our hand, and then they quietly take it away from us. You look at the things that are going on. We have a governor that is on the loose now that people were arguing with him over the Bay Delta project and the Twin Tunnels, to the point we have a governor who told people that they should just sit down and shut up. That's his opinion of you and I and who we are as a people. This is the kind of representation that we have suffered under for the last 50 years that is driving our people out at record rates. And they try to tell you that California is getting better, that our unemployment rate is dropping. Well, yeah, our unemployment rate is dropping because they're no longer counting people that are not participating in the workforce as unemployed. Our workforce participation is the lowest that it has ever been. Among women, among young people, among anybody, workforce participation is at historic lows. Yet they say unemployment is continuing to shrink, that things are improving. It is just so many different things that we are being hit on. They are taxing us out of existence. They're trying to figure out how to pass more taxes to suck more money out of us to float their failure. Because that's what it comes down to, is they're trying to figure out how to pay for their failure. Things that we have legitimately not had a representative voice in, that we have had no ability to put a stop to. And that's why we have to fix it. And again, I know I sound like I'm preaching and maybe I'm harping a little bit, but where is that line for you? At what point do you stand up and do something about it? Or are you going to sit there passively and let our country fade? Go, you know, America was great, had a good run, but now I'm content to sit back and let the government tell me what I can work at, how much money I can make, and how much I've got to give to them, and what they'll give back to me, and where my kids can go to school, and how much soda I can drink, and how far I can drive, and everything else. Is that really where you are? Is that freedom to you? Is that what you desire for your life and for your children, to have no choice? Do you really believe that people are not capable of being left on their own? I mean, do you think that we're so morally corrupt that we have to have a government in place to dictate everything that we do? I don't know. These are questions you need to start answering for yourself. Because I'm telling you that the time of saying that the enemy is coming and our country is changing, that's past. Our country has changed. The enemy is here. The enemy is all over our government. They're inside of our government. They're inside of our agencies. And they are actively, fundamentally changing our country. America is at a crossroads. We cannot go back to the America that we had. The only thing that we can do is we can decide, what is the America that we want? Are we going to continue down the destruction of America and the socialist path that we are, that destroys our religious freedoms, our civil freedoms, where we're dictated to the government and we don't care as long as they give us our grocery allotment and keep the cable and the lights on? Or are we going to remember the country of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and people like Andrew Carnegie and the railroad barons and the nation that created empire from nothing? Are we going to remember what it is to be an American and to be unleashed in our potential?
to have the government out of the way and watch a free market system run, to watch wealth for everybody. Because that's the amazing thing, is when you cap wealth, then you no longer have an economy. You're changing chits around. You're passing paper back and forth, and you're shuffling wealth between people, and you're calling it an economy. But it's not. When you open up your resources, you're actually creating more wealth. You're adding more wealth to the pool, and there's more wealth to the people. And wealth doesn't have a limit. Everybody could be wealthy in a proper system, and that's been taken away from us because the people that are wealthy on both sides, and that's another thing that everybody has to get away from, is these tactics of divisiveness between Republican and Democrat. And if you don't agree with one thing that I don't agree with, I can't agree with anything that you agree with, and we can't get together and we're at everybody's throats. Well, the thief is in the back door robbing from us. That has to stop too. Well, we better get off to our next break. And like I said, I know I'm sounding like I'm harping, but it's time, people. It's time to get up. It's time to think. It's time to figure out where you're at, what you're going to do, and get it done.
Citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution. Starts.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
A nation can survive its fools, and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly. Of the city. He infects the body politic, so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear.
Is absolutely true. Is the traitor rots the soul of a nation. He is the plague that is among us. And I hope I'm getting through to you guys out there today. Because if you don't understand that we are rife with traitors that are destroying and rotting the soul of this country, I don't know how you don't know that, because you're not paying attention. And the time has come to decide if you are a patriot of the country or you are a traitor of the country. Are you a servant of the state, or are you a willing sheep that sits by between the two? So, we're going to go to a quick phone call here. We got Terry on the line.
Hey, Red.
Yes, sir.
Never before have I been prouder to be your friend.
Thank you.
This has been amazing. We should call this segment Red's Meat.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you hit the nail on the head on so many different fronts, but tomorrow I want to remind folks that at Shasta Dam at 10:30, you need to show up.
Yep.
Everyone with your American flag, a Jefferson flag, wear Jefferson gear, wear patriotic gear, come out there and protest the releasing of water. The river is ridiculously high and all the water they're running out. It is insane. Time has definitely come for 51, and if we had our own state, we would be able to stop an enormous amount of this, yes?
Yeah, humans first.
But I have to say, Red, it takes a lot of courage for you to say what you're saying, and folks, he's dead on. At what point do you want to keep the distractions? At what point is the movie and the TV more important? What point is the sports more important? Really and truly, I love the rodeo. I think it's a great week. Mm. But as long as you go through the rodeo, again, the distraction sets in. We'll all be giggling and laughing on Monday morning. Won't that be fun? While all this goes on, we've seen tyranny at the local level. As Red said, we have seen tyranny at the highest level of government. At what point do you stand up? At what point do you say, no, we won't let you any longer? At what point do you show the courage and the fortitude to stand up for your kids and grandkids? You know, Red, you're a young father, and I don't know if people know this or not, a father of three.
Mm-hmm.
This is a young man that's dedicated himself for the cause of liberty. Every fiber, every being for that. He has done that understanding it's about the children. I have heard people say, oh, but what about my retirement? What about my CalPERS? What about my Social Security? Oh, what about my food stamps? Oh, what about my welfare? What about your kids?
Yeah.
What about your grandkids? Get some courage.
Yeah. Stop selling your soul. Because that's what it is. And I think in a lot of ways it is time to remind people of what it is to be Americans. To remind people that we put men on the moon. To remind people of how great and the things that we have accomplished and the god-awful things that we have been able to do that no people on the planet should be able to do through sheer just force of will because we are Americans and we wanted to do it. And they have corrupted our American soul. They have corrupted our pride in ourselves. They have corrupted our morality. And enough is enough. It has got to stop. And there is no more fence. You are a servant of the state. Or you're a patriot of your nation, or you're one of the sheep that's going to sit there and watch the contest. I know where I'm at. I know what side I'm on. I intend to pull no punches about it. I don't want to talk in innuendo anymore. I don't want to talk because I might offend somebody or, you know, because somebody might think I'm crazy. If you don't recognize that there is an enemy here in this country, and that they are actively attempting to change and fundamentally destroy everything that you hold dear as a patriot, you are not paying attention. Intentionally or not, I don't know how you don't know that. If you don't look at the things that are going on and get active. You know?
Yeah, as Carl Bott called out Francie Sullivan, and he called her out saying, well, how can you make comments about business people making not really wanting this downtown business association to continue, and that they had complaints, but they want to remain anonymous. What does that mean? They want to remain anonymous? Well, shouldn't that even be public record, Red?
Well, depending on the way that you look at it, it should be public record. And considering in an instance like this, if there's complaint against an organization that has a contract with the city, now it becomes civil litigation. I believe there's a Fourth Amendment due process where you're allowed to confront your accuser. Is there not?
Yes, there is, sir.
But we'll just ignore that because we're the Imperial Council of Reading.
You know, it is this trickle-down tyranny, and you're right. I mean, it is time to take the gloves off. I mean, as Chris Ann Hall, it is time. But yep. Like she said, to call out Hillary Clinton. It is time to call treason treason. It is what it is. I don't know what's wrong with our Congress. I don't know what's wrong with our people that are in office that we're electing.
Self-servants.
Pardon me?
They're self-serving.
Yes, I agree with you, Red. I can't think of anything else. I mean, it's great that we're having this rally at Shasta Dam.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that we're doing that. But should we be even having that? Should that even be happening? Should fish be more important than people?
It is. It's absolutely disgusting that the people have to go and protest that they're choking water off from human beings to save 29 fish. The fact that we even have to go and have a protest over that is disgusting. The fact that somebody like Hillary Clinton can seriously try to run for president with a straight face is disgusting to me. You take everything from Whitewater to Mena, Arkansas, when the Clintons were running cocaine to the piles of dead bodies, to Benghazi, when that witch sat there and watched four American heroes die and did nothing and lie about it, and then has the balls to run for president. What the hell is wrong with this country?
And what's wrong with Gowdy when he's saying, well, we can't really get her server because of House rules. House rules have nothing to do with the Constitution. House rules are simply a way that they don't have to get involved, simply a way that they can take the coward's way out. And you know what? At this point, that's over.
I'm done.
Red, I just want to thank you for being the patriot you are. I want to thank you for this radio program. I want to encourage you and where you go. And proud to be your friend, my buddy.
Well, thank you, Terry. And I'm proud to be yours. And I'm happy to sit in the trench with you. And everybody else that we sit in the trenches with and slug back. You know, we're not just a bunch of radicals with nothing better to do running our mouths. We're trying to save you people. Wake up.
And more importantly, let's cut the selfishness. Okay, let's cut it. Hey, folks, it's about your kids and grandkids. the debt they're in, the servitude that they'll be under. You don't get it. Oh, what about me? That's the problem that we have right here. And what's the next distraction? What's the next party we can go to?
Yeah.
And all right, my good friend.
All right.
Have a great day, great show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, and you talk about things that this country is more divided than it has been in 50 years. The racial tensions in this country that have been grown and fostered by this administration and by this government. It's intentional. Okay? The riots in Baltimore, when they allowed those people to riot, they intentionally gave them room and provoked them to riot because they wanted it to turn into something else. And where did that order come from? That order came from the Department of Justice, and that order came from the Department of Justice because the Baltimore Police Department is under the COPS program. They receive federal grants for police officers in Baltimore, which means they are under direct orders from the Department of Justice. The White House told those police to stand down and create that riot in Baltimore. These are the kind of things that we have going on, and they're doing it to try and promote racial tensions. They're trying to tear this country apart because the people in charge hate us. They hate us for religious reasons. They hate us for economic reasons. They hate us for personal reasons. They hate us, some of us, they hate us for the color of our skin. Okay, we are not the racists. We are not the religious wackos. They are. And it's time to call them for what they are. And to not have a say or not say that because it offends them? Are you not allowed to call a thief because it may bother the thief? Can you not call a liar because it makes it harder for him to lie? Have you lost your mind? Anyways, we got to get off to our next break. So we're going to go ahead and do that. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world to its own needs, dummy serve your own needs, beat it up an ox, beat front, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down, high fire and a fire represents every game, and the government for hire and the combat side, left and west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team my team, reporters, battle Trump, Kevin Kraft, look at that, no plane, fine, then, uh-oh, overflow, population common, do what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to standandfightclubinc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's the 2015 Wrangler PRCA Pro Rodeo Champions Challenge presented by Justin Boots. Come join us for the 67th Annual Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. The showdown starts with the Wrangler PRCA Million Dollar Silver Tour, followed by the Champions Challenge. You're not going to want to miss this year's specialty act, Cowboy Kenny's Steel Rodeo, a seven-time world champion motocross rider. So dust off those boots, pull on that hat, and grab your Reading Rodeo tickets at the Reading Rodeo box office or at readingrodeo.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
That's absolutely right, because I'm there. Go and stick your head out the window and just yell. Who cares if your neighbor hears you and looks at you like you're a weirdo? Maybe he'll stick his head out, too, and yell the same thing. But it's a start. You got to get mad, people. You got to quit sitting back and shrugging your shoulders and thinking everything's just going to be, you know, unicorn farts and rainbows, because it's not. And the longer you sit quiet, the harder it's going to be to bring this country to the course that it needs to be, that it's going to be a good country, that it's going to continue to be a beacon of light. That is why America is under attack, is because we are the protector of the world. We are the protector of freedom and democracy, because we are the greatest nation that there is, because here people are free to be who they are and unleash their potential to become what they can become. And that is why we are great, and that is why we are strong. All of the things that they are telling you make us evil, it's not true. So we got ourselves a caller on the line, I believe, Drew from Bernie.
Morning. Yeah, well, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. This morning I was looking up long-term food storage, because I believe it's going that way. But to the point of the Senate passing where the grand jury's hands are tied, okay, we're playing a card game scenario here, and you're cheating. I'm playing by the rules. There's no flipping way I can win, ever, ever, ever. So what is the next course of action? I'm not going to say it out loud, but we know what it is. And, yeah, it's going to take courage to do so, and many of us will fall in the process, and I think that's our only course.
I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion, and I think a lot of people fail to understand the State of Jefferson movement is the last-ditch effort to avoid that. This is, you know, a lot of people say the State of Jefferson is desperate, it's crazy, it's a wild idea. It is. Because we are that desperate as a people, because we are so overrun, we are been rubbed out economically, we're being rubbed out socially, we're being rubbed out culturally, we are desperate. And that is what the State of Jefferson is about, is desperation to fix it, to restore it, to be able to live free again, as we were intended to be by our God and by our founding fathers and our framed constitutional document. And this is a last ditch effort, because if we don't get the State of Jefferson done, we do keep it California. Think about what that looks like. What comes next? What is coming down the road?
It's frightening. You know, and the shadow government is in plain view if we look at the ABC part of government, the unelected bureaucrats making law, if you will, or regulations, but I call it law, taxation. Okay, it's called a fee.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shadow government right in our face. We see it. We took a drive last night, my wife and I, to dinner through Bernie, then out through 89 and to the old resorts that used to be there that were shut down because of fuel tanks and so on. It was once, you know, bopping and thriving and fun. It is no longer that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Thank you for the show, and God bless.
I appreciate it, and thank you, sir. Stay the course and keep your faith. We'll be okay.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, as bad as it is and as ugly as it is, I have faith in America, and I have faith in America because it's filled with Americans. And for some reason, I don't understand it. Every couple of generations, we've got to go through and we've got to do this to ourselves. And we got to let ourselves fall down in the dust and knock a couple of teeth out just to remind ourselves that we do have the grit to get up off the mat. And I do believe that we as America will come back. What we have to go through between then and there, that's going to be up to us. That's the course that we get to steer now. Like I said earlier in the show, we can't go back to the America that we had. But what we can do is decide the course that we steer for America and where we're going and how we're going to get there and how long it's going to take us to get there and in what manner we're going to get there. Those are the things that we get to choose now. And like we've been saying, there is no more fence. You are a servant of the state, or you are a patriot of your nation, or you're one of the sheep that's going to be in between. Looks like we've got another quick caller here, Matt in Redding. We've got just a couple of minutes, Matt.
Thank you, I support you guys 100%. I just wanted to respond to the last caller in the conversation real quick. They want that. They want that. They're desperate to justify using violence against the people who will not submit to the criminality of this government. That's what all this racial divide is about. It's about provoking an excuse that they can use to justify to the sheeple of using violence against the people. We have an illegitimate government now.
Yes, we do.
It's so rampant with provable felony-level corruption that even submitting to this authority anymore, it turns my stomach. But I just wanted to point that out to you guys, because this is what happened in Nazi Germany. Hitler did everything he could to justify the violence that he was desperate to bring, and then when they convinced enough dumbed-down people to go along with it, they started using violence against the people who would not submit.
And I agree. You know, when I was a kid growing up and I studied history and World War II, I always sat back and I said, how did Nazi Germany ever happen? How did the German people ever become that? And I'm looking around my country and I get it now. I understand. And it does. It scares me. And I intend to be one of the ones that stands up and put a stop to it. What the conclusion of that is for me, whatever that means for me, so be it. Whatever that means, so be it. But I will stand. I will not sit silent and let it happen. Matt, we got to get on out of here. I want to thank you for the call and the sentiment. We will be back next week, Monday. We have a rally at 10:30 at Shasta Dam for the water. Everybody is urged to go to that. Nevada County, Tuesday, get on, log on to the Jefferson websites and check that out. And until then, Jefferson, keep the sunny side up, keep the faith, get off the fence, because there is no more fence. I'm going to leave you guys with this and have a good week.
I have a rendezvous with death at some disputed barricade, when spring comes back with rustling shade and apple blossoms fill the air. I have a rendezvous with death when spring brings back blue days and fair. It may be he shall take my hand and lead me into his dark land and close my eyes and quench my breath. It may be I shall pass him still. I have a rendezvous with death on some scarred slope of battered hill, when spring comes round again this year and the first meadow flowers appear. God knows 'twere better to be deep, pillowed in silk and scented down, where love throbs out in blissful sleep, pulse nigh to pulse and breath to breath, where hushed awakenings are dear. But I've a rendezvous with death at midnight in some flaming town, when spring trips north again this year, and I to my pledged word am true, I shall not fail that rendezvous.
You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind on AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. Stay tuned for 2 hours of Sovereign Minds, and happy Mother's Day from all of us.
I feel no shame. I came from, I was born and raised in the boondocks.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The first tropical storm of a tropical storm season that hasn't actually technically begun yet has made landfall on the East Coast.
Tropical storm Ana continues to move slowly inland. It's currently located about 30 miles north of Myrtle Beach, so the center is fairly close to the South Carolina-North Carolina border.
That's National Hurricane Center meteorologist David Zielinski. Another round of severe weather could take aim at the Plain States and the Midwest today. Several tornadoes touched down west of Fort Worth yesterday, leaving one person dead and another in critical condition. Meanwhile, they're calling for snow in parts of Nebraska and South Dakota. Three suspects are in custody in the shooting deaths of two Mississippi police officers during a traffic stop last night. A spokesman says two of the suspects, a man and a woman, are charged with capital murder. The other man, apparently the brother of the first.